All right. Who wants Jack for chief? With dreary obedience, the choir raised their hands. Who wants me? Every hand outside the choir, except Piggy's, was raised immediately. Then Piggy, too, raised his hand grudgingly into the air. Ralph counted. I'm chief, then. The circle of boys broke into applause. Even the choir applauded, and the freckles on Jack's face disappeared under a blush of mortification. He started up, then changed his mind and sat down again while the air rang. Ralph looked at him, eager to offer something. The choir belongs to you, of course. They could be the army. Or hunters. They could be. The suffusion drained away from Jack's face. Ralph waved again for silence. Jack's in charge of the choir. They can be... What do you want them to be? Hunters. Jack and Ralph smiled at each other with shy liking. The rest began to talk eagerly.
So, here these boys are, cut off from the rest of the world. And what's the first thing they do after checking out the island a little bit? They get together and start forming their own little government. It's almost like they're starting a country from scratch. It's a game to them right now. But I can't help comparing what they're doing to what adults do in the world back home. They hold elections, vote, and choose their leaders. And just the way politicians compete to see who will run a country, Ralph and Jack already seem to be competing for power on the island. Jack isn't at all happy with the way the election turned out. I wasn't sure what mortification meant, but since people blush when they're embarrassed, I'm guessing it's like shame or humiliation. He seemed to feel better, though, when Ralph said he could be in charge of the hunters. Let's keep reading from the middle of page 23, where it says, Jack stood up.
Jack stood up. All right, choir, take off your togs. As if released from class, the choir boys stood up, chattered, piled their black cloaks on the grass. Jack laid his on the trunk by Ralph. His gray shorts were sticking to him with sweat. Ralph glanced at them admiringly, and when Jack saw his glance, he explained, I tried to get over that hill to see if there was water all round, but your shell called us. Ralph smiled and held up the conch for silence. Listen, everybody, I've got to have time to think things out. I can't decide what to do straight off. If this isn't an island, we might be rescued straight away. So we've got to decide if this is an island. Everybody must stay round here and wait and not go away. Three of us. If we take more, we'd get all mixed and lose each other. Three of us will...